This is a CHLY News Update. The City of Nanaimo is updating its off-street parking regulations in a move aimed at making the city more friendly to pedestrians and transit users. Last Monday, June 22nd, the City of Nanaimo's councilors voted to update the 2018 off-street parking regulations. The bylaws update aligns with Nanaimo's parking rules and the 2022 City Plan, which aims to reduce vehicle reliance and promote walking, cycling, and transit. The bylaw update focuses on off-street parking on private property. It does not affect on-street parking, curbside allocation, or any parking fines. As of now, the bylaw is part of the city's shift away from minimum parking requirements and towards development-led parking. This allows developers to determine parking supply based on projected demand and location-specific conditions, particularly in areas with strong transit access. CHOY spoke with Councilor Ben Gesselbrecht on the bylaw update.
Why we put in place this regulation or made the changes was really to better align the off-street parking bylaw with objectives that we have around in our official community plan. So, you know, one big objective is housing affordability and developmental feasibility. So with parking, it's expensive. Basically, I think it's like $65,000 a parking stall. And so, you know, biggest complaint from developers is that, you know, a lot of times with escalating construction prices is that the parking is taking a huge chunk out of, it's costing a lot for the development, and that cost gets passed on to the purchasers.
This has reduced the number of housing units possible on a site and increase overall project costs, even in cases where residents may not fully use all parking spaces. The bylaw update has major changes with vehicle parking requirements varying across 5 urban centers in Nanaimo, based on walkability and transit proximity. It also introduces a new parking maximum in those centers to prevent overparking and separate visitor parking requirements from general resident supply. Downtown is considered as a primary center, and Woodgrove, Nanaimo North, Country Club, South Gate, and the University and Hospital area as secondary centers. A primary urban center is known as the city's main cultural, economic, and tourism hub, while a secondary urban center is a smaller regional hub focused on commercial activities like shopping, employment, and public institutions, while having excellent transit access. These areas are prioritized under the updated bylaw because they're already serviced by higher frequency transit routes and contain a concentration of services and employment. This makes them more suitable for reduced parking requirements compared to lower density residential neighborhoods. Gesselbrecht explains the reasoning behind the maximum parking limit plan for urban centers.
We're trying to build greater density, which just makes it a more walkable environment, and it improves the streetscape and the street life and the viability of businesses. One of the changes that we made was parking maximums in these really central locations like the downtown and the Woodgrove area, Country Club, where it's like an urban node where, you know, all the transit connections go to, where there's lots of commercial activity, and then also where we hope to have greater density of residential.
By introducing parking maximums in these centers, the city is also aiming to shift building designs, creating more residential or commercial space instead of large surface or structured parking facilities. Additionally, the bylaw would introduce a transportation demand management, where bicycle parking requirements would increase by 20% in urban centers. New standards would also need a 15% space increase to accommodate non-standard bikes like cargo bikes with electrical charging. The city also plans on introducing a minimum parking rate for mobility scooters for the first time. Gesselbrecht explains what the TDM actually means for residents.
Another one is requiring baseline transportation demand management measures, such as like for developers that have lower parking, to also offer transit passes, car share, and bike facilities, some level of that within their development, so that people, if there's no parking, there's less vehicles, that there are the other means of transportation are readily accessible.
The bylaw also updates electric vehicle charging requirements, requiring that new developments have the electrical infrastructure needed to support future charger installations and can accommodate evolving technologies. According to Gesselbrecht, EV changes are made to future-proof developments as EV use increases, making sure buildings are prepared without needing costly retrofits after construction is complete. The City of Nanaimo is adding a consideration of variances policy, made to provide clearer guidance when site-specific circumstances may need deviation from the new parking bylaw. Additionally, A new TDM reserve fund will be established to collect cash in lieu from developers. According to a staff report, rather than requiring developers to build a minimum number of parking spots, they can instead pay into the TDM fund, which the city would use to improve public transit, build sidewalks, and bicycle lanes. The reserve fund is also intended to unify the contributions from many developments, allowing the city to invest into broader transportation and shared mobility services instead of limiting improvements to individual project sites. This avoids disconnected bike lanes at new developments. Gesselbrecht says the bylaws changes only apply to off-street parking for new developments, with the goal of improving housing affordability and encouraging more efficient use of land. He adds that the overall goal of the bylaw update is to create more flexibility in how land is used in high-growth areas, while also shifting transportation demand away from private vehicle dependency to more sustainable options. Not every member of council supported the bylaw update, with councillors Ian Thorpe and Cheryl Armstrong opposing the change. During the June 22nd council meeting, Councillor Thorpe said the shift from traditional single vehicle transportation would affect traffic flow and parking availability in urban centers. Councillor Armstrong said she agreed with most of the changes, but voted against the update due to the addition of a maximum parking limit. After going through first, second, and third reading on June 22nd, it was anticipated to be adopted at the July 6th council meeting. The adoption of the bylaw, however, has been delayed to July 20th, where, due to a technicality, it will be amended before its anticipated adoption. Further information is available at the City of Nanaimo's website. For CHOY, this is Luis Sablon.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.